time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, we're back once again. I need to remind you, too, that on February 28th, which is, a week or so away, at 10:20 in the morning, I'll be talking via long distance with Ray Seddon, the astronaut and physician. She was in the space shuttle 3 times, and her husband, Hoot Gibson, I think was in the space shuttle 6 times. So she's got a lot to say about her trip aboard the space shuttle, and she really will make some good listening. And I've got her book here. It's a rather thick book, which is available at the Marion Public Library and a few other places. I think the city schools have a copy of it. And she greeted hundreds of people when she was here in Marion and with her husband at one of our annual air shows. And so a lot of people got to meet her and will be interested perhaps in hearing her. Okay, it's 11:15 right now, and how are you all doing? I've got some unanswerable questions apparently today. Are any of you interested in the centennial? I'm beginning to wonder. Maybe after it's all over, or maybe when we get closer to the time when all the celebrations begin, you might be interested, but right now, I can't get a single answer about the original 1922 celebration, which took place in a couple of different areas of Marion. So let's start all over again today. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, that 22 celebration, I think, was in the Chautauqua Pavilion at Garfield Park.
And no, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, it was in another Chautauqua, though.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Lennon Furniture Store was on the south side of West Center Street, near Oak Street along there.
That's right. Wasn't it at one time, too, on South Main?
It seemed,
it seemed like there was a kind of a yellowish front to it.
There was a furniture store on South Main. I forget which was which.
Yeah. It might have been, it should have been Loeb's, but yeah. Maybe someone.
That was 8 years before I was born, so.
Oh, okay.
I was born 90 years ago today. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you missed the original celebration then.
I did, yeah.
Oh, my.
A bit.
Well, I'm wondering if anybody cares.
Okay. All right, John.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Okay. All right. Oh, we've got to get some interest going here. In what park was the original site of the celebration of 1922. I guess it took place in one of our parks. And the park had more to it than it does now, although it has enough to it. The McKinley Park Lake happens to be one of the features of McKinley Park.
Now, let me tell you, since you wouldn't know anyhow, McKinley Lake was originally a stone quarry. It was a stone quarry where they, blasted, and that was before, I'm sure, any homes were built there. And so, they blasted the stone out of there, and the city came along and decided that would be a good recreation area. And so they fixed it all up so you could swim in it. And they advertised it as, Marion Swimming Pool. That was a long time ago. That was 1922 era. And so it goes. Do you remember that? Do you remember swimming in McKinley Lake? I don't think you'd want to swim in it now. All the bird guano, and it used to be there was a lot of oil that seeped into it from a parking lot over at White Oaks. And but yes, that was originally a lake for the pleasure of the Marion residents and anybody else who wanted to use it. Do you remember that? Do any of you ever remember swimming in McKinley Park Lake? But it was, now get this, it originally was a stone quarry. Wow. And that had to have been before those homes were built. Well, because you couldn't blast stone among all those homes in the area. Could you? And at that time, too, you could go back in history and find out who the mayor was. And that's one of my questions. If you can tell me who the mayor of Marion was at that 1922 celebration, why, you'll be a winner today. And I've got that ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club doings coming up. And I've also got another ticket here for the smoothie. So, okay. And boy, if you want to go to the Ridgedale doings this February 15th, that's a Saturday, why, I've got the ticket here. And that's good for a dinner at 5. Doors open at 4. Then an auction follows the dinner. And it's just a good time, will be had by all. Chicken dinner prepared by Country Caterers. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go. Whoop. Caller, go ahead.
I just was thinking, if I was 22, you'd be 98 years old now.
That's right.
And old enough to swim, you'd probably be 6, so you'd be about 104. So I doubt if anybody remembers that.
Right. Isn't that something, though, that McKinley Park was originally a stone quarry, the lake?
It's kind of unbelievable because it's a mud bottom now.
Yeah.
It's only about 4 feet deep, and it's totally mud on the bottom.
So oh, wow.
Yeah, it was filled in.
At one point, the city fixed it all up.
Yep. All right, thanks, Kelly.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was something, the McKinley Park Lake. Now, every time you go by there, say, hey, there's our Marion Swimming Pool of the past. Okay. Now, how many of you would have had to have worked at the Marion Engineer Depot to know the real name of it? If you went, well, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right with Harry Marks.
What was that?
Right. It's just a pond down there now. But back in the day, before it became whatever, that was called Hunkerver Estates. And it's where the Marion General Hospital and McKinley Park is. And that, of course, had that as an estate, and then it went into the park.
Oh, okay. But the city fixed it up for a swimming pool.
Right. Yeah. And the swimming pool, it is full of garbage. Kids serve there in there. They fish down there, but I would eat nothing out of it. But, and all the geese and stuff are down there. I live right down the street from it. That, originally, that was the swimming pool. And every now and then the city will go in and put an aerator in there.
Oh, okay.
And the aerator, but it does stick it down there, and then when the sewage backs up, and we have a big rain, it floods everything down there.
Yeah, okay, that's been quite a history. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Okay, yes, McKinley Park Lake. And now when you go by there, remember, it used to be a stone quarry, and then I'm sure it was Columbus limestone, and then a swimming pool, and then maybe kind of a nuisance for a while, and I don't think anyone can swim in it now, or should, or would, but... And then McKinley Park, of course, is next door. And there used to be more at McKinley Park. There was another building there at McKinley Park. Okay, so my question today, where was the major celebration conducted and all these musical groups played in? Oh, my goodness. There were Marion Lecture Recital Club plus... numerous others, and it was all a classical type music, which today wouldn't go over over one block and it'd fall, unless you were a fan of that type of classical music. A lot of choral groups sang and everything during the celebration, and it went on and on for several days, not just one day. Okay, but where did it take place? What was the name of the building where it took place? And this building was very much like the one in McKinley Park. No, not McKinley Park, but what was the other park on the east side of Marion? Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
I was just thinking, you're talking about Loeb Furniture.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's where Charleston Place is there. Now, I bought my house full of furniture in 1965 there.
Oh, no kidding.
But I don't remember them being on, like, South Main. The only one I remember down there was...
Oh, okay, yeah, on the street, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember them being down there, but in 1965, I bought all my furniture from there,
Now what you say that, and I'm beginning to picture it in my mind.
Yeah, if you remember, it looked to me like a kind of like the glass when you go in, how your glass was when you seen the furniture, and then you had like it put me in mind of like a black marble type look on the outside when you went in.
Yes, yes.
And then you go in, and then of course the stairway and everything you had inside. So.
And then down the street was what was the name of the furniture store just down where City Hall is?
I
knew it the other day.
Yeah, was that Lennon's Furniture?
Yeah, Lennon's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I can vaguely remember, you know, your stores and stuff through there, and ship shoes and all those used to be in there, so.
Yeah, boy, everything has changed.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, I've been sitting here just listening, so I thought, well, I'd call in, because that's where I bought my whole house full, and then they had a deal at the time where you bought so much, you got a lot of free furniture, so I ended up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that reminds me of my dad. He used to buy furniture at Campbell's in Bucyrus. Of course, we lived there.
Right.
And he always made a deal. He said, I'll buy that sofa if you give me that lamp over there.
Yeah.
And that's how we got our lamps.
Yeah, they run deals like that, but that's what I done up with my end tables and everything. After I bought everything, then they started throwing in everything else. So
yeah, right.
I had quite a bit, but I thought I'd call in and...
Yeah,
and,
good.
But that's where it should, about where it was been, where the Charleston place is there.
Very good, okay.
All right,
thanks.
Charlie, talk to you later.
All right,
bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, yes. It's now 11:20. Boy, coming up on 11:28 already. Woo! Valentine Day dinner tonight, 5 to 7 at the Morrill United Methodist Church. Don't forget that. What else do we have here? The stuff about Ridgedale here. Oh, and February Park Board, let me see. Nothing at the park today. Okay. Yeah.
What is that?
Panda.
No.
Hi. Hey. How you doing, Brees? Hi. Oh, yes. The Brees family is here. Okay. Well, let me see. What else can I do today for entertainment? Apparently, nobody is interested, and hopefully you will be later on. There are announcements every day on the internet and here on this radio station trying to bring you up to date on what's what in the centennial. The centennial of 2020, you might say, in contrast to 2022. But, and then probably I never will get this one. I found this in the 1946 telephone book, the name that the government gave to the Marion Engineer Depot. I might as well tell you because you'll never,
Scott,
I'm,
you know,
I'm sure you'll never
about
find
Bernie
it.
Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, I still have a smoothie to give away here, a 20-ounce smoothie. I know, sir, their business seems to be pretty good. I go by there every day, a couple different times. And I still have a ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club Dunes on the 15th. That's coming up shortly. Wow. Yeah, today's the 12th. My wife's birthday is on the 16th of February. She'll be 79. I still got her beat because, you know, me at 85. About 6 years or so difference. And then Ray Seddon will be, the astronaut, will be on my program on the 28th. And she'll be talking about her book that's available here in Marion at the library. And a lot of other information. So that's coming up on the 28th at 10:20 in the morning. And a lot of you have met her and had your picture taken with her. And her husband, too, Hoot Gibson. He had 6 trips on the shuttle. She had 3. An amazing family, isn't it? Wow. Okay, so far we've only got Snap-on Tools, Borden's on Olney Avenue, Loeb Furniture, we got that, okay. And let me see, Marion War Aid Depot. Marion War Aid Depot. That was what the Marion Engineer Depot was referred to as and listed by the United States government. That was the official title. It was in the 46 phone book even, under government agencies, Marion War Aid Depot. All right, and then let me see, what else can I ask you that you don't know? Just about everything. Let me see. Who was a major speaker at the centennial celebration at the fairgrounds? Who was he? The major speaker, a most famous man. In fact, he was as famous as Warren G. Harding because he was involved with World War I in a big way. What was his name? The major speaker. And that opened up the big celebration, the 1822 it was. I wonder if Prince Imperial the horse was there. Now, there's no reference to Prince Imperial, but I wonder where Prince Imperial was in 1922. Where was he kept then? Now, I can tell you where his stable is still. The original stable is on Route 95. And, yes, it was built especially to house Prince Imperial. Now, maybe they marched him around the fairgrounds. I don't know. Boy, wouldn't it be... Well, no, it wouldn't be fun to find out because nobody's interested. Good morning, we're on the air.
In 1922 at the fairgrounds, the key speaker?
Yes.
I've got two names, I think. It's either Walter Brennan or Eddie Rickenbacker.
They weren't even there. 1922?
Eddie Rickenbacker, wasn't he a pilot in World War One?
Yes, he sure was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was an ace. Didn't he shoot down more than one?
I don't know what he shot down, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up out in the ocean, though, in World War Two. Eddie Rickenbacker was afloat for 24 days in a life raft.
Wow.
And he caught fish with his toes and ate them.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Did he fillet them with his feet, too?
Probably. Or a Boy Scout knife.
But you said it was somebody that was related to the war, World War
II? Oh, yeah. And World War One, a key figure in the war.
Sergeant York?
York? No, not Alvin York. No.
Jeez. MacArthur.
No, it wasn't. Was MacArthur even born then?
Yeah. He was, I don't know what the deal was, but he was, when was Hoover in office?
Yeah. Well, if you keep thinking, you'll think of this man. In fact, George Kasotis has talked about him several times, that he came to Martell, Ohio, and recruited a bunch of railroad workers and sent them off to World War One. Who was this man? General.
He was a general.
He was a general, yeah.
Pershing?
No.
Black Jack Pershing?
Pershing, yes. It was Pershing.
Really?
Yeah. He was introduced by Warren G. Harding at the grandstand at the opening celebration in 1922.
Easy.
But that wasn't where the major celebration was. The major was in another area of Marion.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Must have been Hotel Harding or something.
No, it wasn't. Harding
wasn't even around then, was it?
No, it wasn't built till the 1924, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know, here's something coming up for people. February 27th, the Marion County Bicentennial Organization has a presentation by Mike Brewer, the 27th of this month. It's Agriculture, A Farmer's Life. And that'll be at Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium.
Really?
And that's 7 p.m. February 27th.
Now, what is Mike Brewer? What's his title?
Well, Farmer du Jour. I don't know.
Okay.
I do not know, but... That's going to be something coming up shortly here, February 27th. I believe that's a Thursday, if Ray Seddon's going to be on with you on the 28th, which is a Friday.
Yeah, right.
So the 27th of February, a Thursday, 7 p.m., Tri-Rivers Career Center, Mike Brewer will be talking about agriculture, a farmer's life.
All right.
So that's something to look forward to
yeah.
see what's happened in the past couple hundred years.
Yeah. Yeah, several things happened.
Blackjack Pershing was here in Marion.
Yeah, thanks to Eddie Huber. Yeah, Blackjack Pershing was here. His picture is in the Centennial booklet that was produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Florence and Warren Harding were there standing beside him as he spoke at the grandstand in the fairgrounds.
Wow.
But there there wasn't all that much that took place there at the fairgrounds. It was mainly another location in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm.
Well, let me get out of the way. Somebody call in.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Okay. Whoop, here we go. Yes. What was the location of the 1922 celebration? For the most thing, all the musical end of it. Oh, my goodness. But they did have some horse races at the fairgrounds, but the majority of things, day after day, took place somewhere else in Marion. No, that was the Coliseum wasn't built yet. It would have been another 23 years before the Coliseum was built. But where was the major location for the celebration of the Centennial 1922? Now, the reason I know all this is because I've got a Centennial book. Produced especially. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Are you talking about his front porch campaign? Was that what you're talking about?
No, that didn't take place at his front porch, no.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, yeah. You know, it involved, General Pershing was the major speaker. Harding introduced General Pershing, but not on his front porch. It was another location in Marion, and kind of interesting. I hope we can get a lot of enthusiasm going for the celebration of, 2020. That's the year, or this year. This is 2020, isn't it? Yeah, this is the year that the Harding Museum will be open. And probably by the middle of the year, maybe July or something like that. And a lot of work to be done there yet, a lot of artistic work, and of course, just filling that museum with Harding artifacts is going to take quite a bit. Okay, 11:40 is the time, 11:41 right now. How are you doing today? Okay, what do you know about the 1922 celebration of the Centennial? Where did it take place? Where was the major events taking place during that celebration? And it's the same, I'll tell you, it was the same place where they said Harding was there, and he said, by the way, Warren, you've been nominated to run for president. He said, who, me? No, I can only imagine with the look on his face. But where did that take place? It took place the same area where the Centennial celebration was taking place. Okay. But maybe it was not necessarily during the Centennial, but this was maybe even at some other time. It had to have been some other time. It had to have been about 1920 when I don't know how they managed to get Harding to the location that I'm talking about and then to tell him he's been nominated to run for president. Okay. Who was the mayor of Marion at that time? Now, if you can look that up in a history book somewhere, that's what we need, a permanent history book. Oh, we've got them. We've got two or three history books of Marion. I wonder how much of all this. I don't believe we've had a history book published in the last 100 years, perhaps. I've got all of them, I think. But I think that we need to have a new one done. Now, a couple of them, or at least one of them, was mainly the people of Marion and their history. But you had to pay to have that. In other words, they charged you so much to have your name put in the history book and what you did and your relatives and so forth. But we need this plain history, like the 1922 celebration. Maybe a reprint of that booklet. Now, wouldn't that be something? Wow. All right, General Pershing at the Fairgrounds with Warren G. Harding. And Huber, King, Fairbanks, Owens, Evans, McMurray were the major industrialists a long time ago. And then it was a Marion War Aid Depot. Marion War Aid Depot is what we call the Marion Engineer Depot. We had another question about snap-on tools. Yes, what do you do with a snap-on tool? Well, you snapped it and unsnapped it, apparently. And then Borden's was located on Olney Avenue. Loeb Furniture was down the vicinity where you'd find Charleston Place now. And I still need to know the name of the mayor.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again at 11:45 the time. And I just want to mention here, on Friday, I'm going to have some really interesting questions. There was a $200,000 fire in Marion in 1925, and I will talk about it come Friday. A $200,000 fire, 1925. It was very significant. Oh, that's all I'll say now. And tomorrow, I will have a more modern batch of questions concerning things of today, more or less. Okay. All right. But today, I can't seem to get the location of the celebration of our centennial, 1922. The speech by General Pershing took place at the fairgrounds at the grandstand where they had some children's horse races and different things. But the main thrust of the 1922 celebration was in another end of Marion. Now, where was it? 740-383-9944. Also, we found out today that lake that you pass every now and then on Prospect Street or McKinley Park Drive was originally a stone quarry. And now they say it's full of, got a lot of mud in the bottom that's washed into it. But it was once a stone quarry. And, yeah, and it was then modified by the city somewhat. It was cleaned up and that aerator put in there for people to go swimming. Now, how many of you ever swam in McKinley Lake Park? And did you enjoy it? All right, now what else do I have here? The mayor of Marion in 1922. I don't know if you could Google that or not. And Harding was notified that he was running for president that he had received the nomination, and they notified him at a particular location in Marion. It wasn't on his front porch. It wasn't in his kitchen or his basement or anywhere. They say that Harding had a stash of whiskey in the basement during Prohibition. However, he wasn't, he didn't spend any time to speak of in his home after it was built in 1896. And then he went to Washington. Well, he became governor. Or no, he wasn't governor. He was with the state legislature. Then he was with the Senate, a senator in Washington. And so he didn't spend much time in that home. But they say that he did have a stash of booze in the basement. Now, whether that's true or not, I'll never know. But that's what the old-timers told me. Okay, who was the mayor of Marion in 1922? Got that? The mayor, look that up in a Google. I don't know what under what title. And then Harding was notified that he received the nomination for president at a particular location in Marion. And what was that location? Okay, I'm getting nowhere fast today. And, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Charlie. You?
Good, yeah. You can't complain.
I got my wife won a smoothie this morning, Phil says.
What'd she win?
A smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
And then I won last week a Tommy John sandwich or something.
Let me see.
Sorry, I went to the bathroom. How you doing?
Okay.
Your smoothie.
I don't mean to do that.
Where did I put this? Oh, here. Is that Shirk?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I need the other one.
Okay, what was the other?
Tommy John's.
Oh.
Last week this happened.
Okay, you probably got that out.
Out front?
Okay.
Tommy John's.
Yeah. We don't have it over here. Maybe in this one.
Oh, yeah, be there.
I like your show this morning, I'll tell you.
Oh, good.
That's good on that.
I wish I could get some answers.
That makes you think.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we're live.
That's what I thought.
Live and lively. Glenn's helping me find what else I need here.
I'm looking for the Tommy Johns.
Oh, the Tommy.
Tommy Johns.
Tommy Johns. What was it? Tommy John's, what was that?
I gotta think what this answer was now.
What was the gift from Tommy John's?
A sandwich?
Oh.
There it is. No.
Oh, that.
Jimmy John's?
Oh, Jimmy John's.
There you go, that's
Jimmy.
I'm sorry, guys.
Very good.
Hey,
okay.
You guys are doing good.
All right, thank you. Okay. Oh, boy. 11:51 is the time, and this is your informal. Oh, okay, here we go. Let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, the location for Harding, was that the Marion Star?
No. It sounds reasonable, but that's not where they told him.
Darn.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it was nowhere near the Marion Star. Let me see. It would have been about a mile and a half away. Can you tell me who was the mayor of Marion in 1922? Or where were all the activities, the major activities of the 1922 celebration of Marion? Where was it, the major location for that? 7403-8399-44. It's a kind of a nothing morning. Well, I'm glad, though, that we're able to pass along some things that perhaps you didn't know. And, Jimmy John, that's it. Yeah, right there, Glenn. Don't forget tomorrow, Glenn Coble will have Swap Shop at 12:15, and that will be for everyone that has something to sell. 12:15 tomorrow. Okay. Spaghetti dinner tonight at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 5 till 7 p.m. Adults, $6. Kids under 12, $3. All right. Now, I've got everything answered here, except where was the major location for the 1922 celebration? And I might give you a hint. It's the same place where Harding was told, "You've received the nomination. You're running for president, Mr. Harding." He was senator then, I think. Okay, so, yeah, he was notified in the same location where all the major activities were held for the 1922 celebration of Marion's 100 years, or Marion City, or Marion County, whatever. All right, 11:54 is the time, and I'll give you the answer before I leave today, if I don't get it yet. Oh, and a lot of people are familiar with the location. It has changed in looks some. The building that was there is not there anymore, where Harding received notice of his nomination. But if he liked playgrounds, there's a playground there. Okay, I've got that ticket for the... let's see, I've got a ticket for another smoothie and a ticket for the 18th Annual Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction coming up this Saturday, the 15th. Yes, indeed. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5. Auction follows all that. Chicken dinner prepared by Country Caterers. All right. So, I got a ticket here, and the location would be before you get to Big Island on Route 309. All right. Okay. Who was the mayor of Marion at the 1922 celebration of Marion? Or where was it that Harding received notice that he was nominated to run for president? And it all worked out. He became president, that's for sure. And his museum is being built right now. I think all the presidents have a museum. Jimmy Carter has one. In fact, one year we were going to Florida, and we stopped at Plains, Georgia, and sat on Jimmy's swing. And we were swinging back and forth, and a lady walked up to us, and I said, "Hey, did you know Jimmy Carter?" She said, "Of course, he's a nice guy." And I always remember her coming up to us and say how she liked Jimmy. Jimmy was Plains, Georgia's favorite. And there was also at Plains, Georgia, there was something very important to the peanut industry. No, it was a storage area where they stored all the varieties of peanuts in case there was ever a problem, a disease that struck peanuts, they would have the original seed that they could replant and bring the industry back. So all these seeds from all the different types of peanuts were kept in Plains, Georgia at the, not a museum, but a warehouse. A peanut warehouse. Did you know that? Well, if you're ever in Plains, Georgia, you soon found out. We once saw Billy, Jimmy Carter's brother. We were sitting on that swing, and I saw this man walk across the street, and I'm sure it was Billy, his brother. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1922? Okay, where was Harding notified that he was nominated to run for president? Now, I want you to write this down in case somebody else asks you, and that you'll have this as a bit of history for yourself. Now, I'll give you the answers right now. The major celebration of the 1922 centennial was held at McKinley Park Pavilion. And you notice I mentioned the playground. The pavilion is gone. That building is gone. But that's where all the music and everything else took place. And then the mayor of Marion at that time was Mayor George Neely. Now, where was Harding notified he's running for president? The same place, McKinley Park Pavilion. I wonder what excuse they had to get him out there and to tell him, this had been, what, 1920? That, Warren, they've selected you to run for president. He said, yeah, I know. Oh, that's the way it is. So those are all the answers. Remember, the mayor was George Neely. Okay. Harding notified for president, running for president at McKinley Park Pavilion. And that's where all the major activities took place of the centennial of 1922. So a little bit of history there. And tomorrow I'll have more history, and Friday.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to...
Well, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually...